Breathe in Space contains mature content such as substance abuse, sexual situations, and violence. This episode contains mentions of death and trauma, family separation, divorce, and alcohol use.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please record a message starting with a 2-second pause. Say send when finished.
Hey, kiddo. Looks like I missed you again. You're probably sleeping, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. You're growing up so fast. I feel bad I won't be around for this one. Again. But I sent you a present. I think your mom got it already, but I bet you'll really like it. Give me a call and let me know, okay? Even though it feels like I'm all alone out here, it helps to look at the pictures and letters you've sent me. They really get me through the day. I'm happy to see they're teaching you all these cool things in school. I bet you know so much now. Maybe more than me. I want you to know how much I miss you, Aurora. I miss you so much. Daddy hopes to be home soon. I want to be there with open arms, waiting for you when you wake up, to give you the biggest hug. But we'll have to wait a little bit longer. What do we say? Gone, but not so far away. Right? I'll let you get back to your big day. You're always in my heart, kiddo. Love you. Send.
Do you even notice I'm
victims fed into what is being called the mechanical maw of hell was entered into evidence. Law enforcement officials provided a cross-reference list of reported persons missing during the time of the vessel's operation against data pulled from its navigational systems. The list is a product of a 3-month investigation into the number of lives lost beyond those taken amongst the crew. Officials have not released the list of victims to the public, but anonymous sources put the number at close to 30 persons in the last year. Marshals contributed to the speed at which the connections were made after obtaining a personal log kept by one of the ship's engineers. Attempts to contact the former crew member have remained unanswered.
What can I get you?
If you have Shuda IPA, I'll take one of those.
All out. Kind of hard to get that out here right now. We got a serious bail on tap, if that's close.
Sounds good. Could I get a order of humdingers, too?
You bet. How many?
Half dozen. Some of that sweet and sour sauce, if you got it.
Coming up.
You know any place where I can find some short-term work? Passing through, but I can use some funds before catching another transport.
Depends.
On?
If you have any shipbuilding-related skills.
Not really looking for any skilled labor. We're talking a week or two max.
Nothing off the top of my head, then. I wouldn't bother looking at the moors, then, unless you had some specialty. Heard they've been looking for some additional electricians for a while now.
Maybe something less specialized?
For that short of time, might be able to find some runner work and part deliveries. Slim chance, but possibly the docks for incoming and outgoing shipments.
Tried that. I'll check around some more then. Appreciate the suggestions.
Let me know if you need another. The food will be out in a bit.
When questioned if she felt remorse for the number of lives taken during her time as leader of the crew, Settle's daughter said only that she was accountable for all things under her leadership. She declined to comment.
They could take it for what it clearly is, an admission.
Hey, what's that guy's deal?
Not sure. Been here a spell. Figured he was waiting on some repairs to his ship because he ain't a local. Was mostly keeping to himself until he got a few in.
Not out of the ordinary for a bar. Did something set him off?
He's just been stuck to the red line. If we were busy, I'd have to talk with him. But he seems mostly harmless.
As though she didn't put us through enough already.
What's been on?
Trial coverage for the captain that did those terrible things a bit back.
Big topic around here?
Where ain't it? Everyone around here thought it'd be done by now, but it's been dragging for months.
Didn't realize anyone would still care. Person did something horrendous. Doesn't seem to be denying what they did. Open and shut to me.
Not so easy, given it's a buried manner. Especially with it being so out of the ordinary with the lawkeeper bringing in rangers.
Why not throw every book at her?
Ain't a simple thing.
Never simple when it comes to the law.
Shame has been going on so long, though. You can tell it's really affecting the people from the Enclave.
Enclave?
Section of the station the Perry's at.
Didn't realize there was a proper name.
Locals don't think much of it. But a lot of station visitors act like all the horror stories they tell their kids about the Perry's are true. And a handful of them are committing atrocities. They all must be. Ignorance. Plain and simple.
I do not understand why they persist in labeling her a part of the family when she chose to leave.
It's a twisted way to look at things. Sadly, isn't the first place I've seen it's gone on lately.
Oh?
Vocal anti-peregrination faction of the universe seems louder now, as if all their views were validated. People are saying the quiet thing out loud. Too many barstool reactionaries.
We see Perry's in here wondering if the trial is doing more harm than good with it in the public eye.
Get a lot of peregrination folks in here?
Some. Mean like they're restricted to the Enclave.
Any trouble?
Round here? No. Thankfully.
That's good.
Arcturus watches out for its own. Always outliers, but either they learn to leave or shut it in short order.
I don't see surprise the Perry's haven't completely turned their backs on the system. Me? I'd shut myself away until all this shit blew over. Hopefully there's at least a little more caution on their part.
Couldn't blame them for it.
Nope. You hear anything about how they're handling the ship?
A few things. Between the line and customers.
Anything solid?
Some constructive ones, like giving it to the remaining crew, or making a sort of way station. A lot of lip-flap and saying melted down.
People are still living on it?
Yeah. It's just sitting out there since they haven't made a call on it. Can't say a whole crew is there, but doubt a small.
Why would anyone drink beer this bitter?
Guess displacing a bunch of people from their homes isn't a popular thing to do. I say find them a home, then send the cursed thing into the sun.
So you're a flapper then?
With a bit more panache than that? I only mean there's a negative stigma around it. Whether you give it a new coat of paint or not, the last thing they need to do is turn it into some sort of spectacle.
Bigger minds than ours will decide its fate.
Can't argue with that.
Food's up. Back in a sec.
Grab another two.
Sure thing.
And to NNN for continuing coverage of the trial of the Mother of Mulch as it happens. Live courtroom coverage begins at 8 a.m. Standard Time, followed by a special presentation, Compromised Horror, where myself and a panel of experts analyze the events of the trial. Until then, this is Connor Holmes signing off. Ronnie,
enjoy.
Is up next with
thanks.
You too. Yes, over there. I know you can hear me.
Leave him be.
Planned on it. He can do whatever he wants over there.
I'll be in the back. Call for Haas if you need some.
I said I heard you talking about me. That's rude, you know.
Didn't mean anything by it. Merely asking the bartender why you were ranting.
Ranting? I do not rant.
Sure. What's riling you up to not rant?
An acquaintance of mine is in a spot of well-deserved trouble.
Enough to be drinking alone in... You don't mean to say you know the...
Shh. Not so loud.
If you don't want anyone to hear, why are you telling me?
It's a slip of the tongue. Keep it to yourself.
Hey, Haas, can we get this guy some water? He's speaking nonsense. Could use some sobering up.
Captain Ivanhoe Iveskin.
What?
That's my name. Ivanhoe.
Okay, Ivanhoe. I'm Anton.
Anton?
A name like any other.
Tony is easier.
No, it's not! God, why does everyone... Did you need something? I'm getting ready to eat.
Good. You shouldn't let anyone besmirch your name by calling you something less than what you would require. To accept such would be to take shortcuts and lessen what you've earned and deserve.
Uh-huh.
I simply wanted to correct your impolite assumption that I am of a dubious nature.
Well, then excuse my behavior. Take a drink as an apology, Captain?
That is adequate. Bring me a Martian whiskey.
Give him what he wants, Haas.
You sure?
If it gets him to leave me alone, by all means.
You heard him.
Here you go. Try to keep it down, will you?
We good?
Your presumptuous opinion is forgiven.
Then, if you don't mind, I'll get back to my plate.
Have you ever been in a bad relationship, Anton? Not simply bad, but bad, bad.
Can't believe I'm going to engage. While it wasn't one that started out bad, yes. Though I guess you'd say I'm the one accountable for it going sideways.
Disappointment is yours, then. Nothing I did contributed to her... I had no part in this current situation. The writing was on the wall, given how it all played out. A messy ending, but a correct one.
Did you remain in contact after you split?
She made her choice. One that was at the extremes for the family, I should note. Isolating herself from everyone. If anything, she was reprehensible for abandoning her child.
What did you mean she abandoned them?
He made the decision to stay with me when she left. Ellie Mae chose to look at it another way.
But was it a choice or a consequence?
That I do not know. I suspect a choice after she treated it as a betrayal. A child betraying their parents as if something so small and uneducated would even be capable of that.
And was your kid young?
Young enough to know that kids aren't a fault for the actions of their parents. If anything, parents owe it to children to be judicious? No. Prudent. Prudent.
Judicious works. It would take someone with rotten maturity to walk away from their child. Especially if they're trying to blame them for making an impossible choice.
A derelict sense of responsibility, to say the least. Did that strike a nerve?
Sometimes it isn't as simple as ducking responsibility. Sometimes it's just poor decision making.
And what makes a decision poor?
Choosing your job over your family?
I don't interpret that as a misjudgment. If you can't provide for your family, then you are failing them.
That's a pretty damn black and white way of looking at it. People's feelings aren't so absolute.
You can't ignore what's in front of you. People aren't sustained on feelings. I would dedicate, did dedicate myself appropriately.
Did you mean to project something there? Guilt?
I can't be guilty if I did nothing wrong.
Then there's nothing to fix in the relationship with your kid then? Took a parenting education course, passed it with flying colors, made no mistakes, and are left with no regrets.
I did my parental duty. You teach children respect, and you show it to them when they earn it. And then you instruct them as to the rationality of what it means to be an adult. You prepare them for the world. You do not treat them with leniency. To do anything else is to do them a disservice.
What? Dole out responsibility and then neglect their emotional growth?
To the first, yes. To the second, not on purpose.
That's a suffocating way to grow up. What about trying to build a relationship beyond a strict, structured life?
Children need parents. Children do not need their parents to be their friends.
Let me get this straight. You're saying it's okay to be there because of them, but not for them. That's cruel and irresponsible. Not to mention you're setting them up to fail when dealing with their own emotions without having the tools to do so. That's an important part of being an adult.
You're mistaking your feelings for mine. Who's projecting now?
Fine then. Let me tell you about my parenting experience. Then you can interpret my feelings.
Very well. In that case, barkeep, another here.
Years ago, I ended up moving away from my family because of a job. My wife and my daughter stayed at home, as we decided that was for the best. It wasn't the ideal thing to do, but we knew we'd find a way to make it work.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Of course not. When I left, our daughter was a toddler. She required tons of attention and was at that phase where she was a headache.
Yes, I do not miss those days. So many interruptions.
To say the relationship between me and my now ex-wife ended up strained is a fucking understatement. Nothing simple about the entire situation, but it boiled down to her accusing me of picking work over my family. At the time, it was a load of bullshit. Cassie blamed me for a lot of things. Too many, if you ask me. Not like I was rash about the whole damn thing. I wasn't the only person making the decisions. To her credit, she made sure I was able to talk to Aurora. Often. I was still part of her life, but I wanted to be there more.
It sounds like you made an effort. Not as though you ran away.
No, but raising a baby is hard. A part of me felt free of the burden. Liberated, even. Not having to deal with all the shit that came with parenting. All the responsibility I shouldn't want to toss on someone else to deal with. Still hate that part of myself.
A reasonable reaction to the feeling of deserting one's duties.
I'd calm as often as I could. Tried to talk as much as you can to a small child. But it wasn't enough. It took an embarrassingly long time for it to sink in just how big of a mistake I'd made. I was missing a lot of important things. I knew I could never make up for it. Felt like absolute fucking garbage about it.
And what did you do to fix it?
Fix it?
Did you do anything?
Wouldn't be a story about how a shit parent I am if I did, would it? I failed my daughter by not being there. Even if I was physically there, I wasn't doing all that much for her.
Allow me to revise my previous statement on you running.
About the time of my daughter's fifth birthday, everything went south. Only took 2 years of being away, but enough was enough finally.
And you finally split up at that point?
Yeah. I was under some sort of delusion everything was going to be okay, and I'd get a chance to make up for lost time. I was kidding myself. Only positive was that I was still able to talk to Aurora. I even fucked that up. Took it for granted. As time went on, we were able to talk less and less. First, it was because of schedules. Then she was busy or asleep. I tried to be optimistic, thinking that there was no way Cassie would keep me from her. Cassie, would you please put Aurora on?
Why? So she can have yet another reminder her father isn't here for her?
That's a low blow.
It's deserved.
I'm not the one that made the decision to break apart the family. I tried everything.
Aren't you?
You think I wanted to leave?
You decided to go to the other side of the damn system. For work. Like you couldn't refuse and find something closer.
Why do you keep trying to rehash this? We both decided it was okay. There were going to be issues.
There was also an expectation you were going to come home. How many times did you cancel?
Because they kept... No. I'm not doing this again.
It's not even about our relationship anymore, Anton. You aren't here for Aurora. Do you think line conversations are good enough? She needs you here. She's gone years without seeing her father.
I know.
At this point, I've started to think talking to you does more harm than good.
There's no way you mean that. Especially after talking about how much I've missed. Go from saying that to suggesting not talking to me at all is somehow better?
She misses her father. You're not the one that sees it on her face when you miss a call. Or when she's showing something off she created. There's a stack of things on the table she's made for you. It's heartbreaking.
I want to be there, Cassie. Truly. I requested a transfer for an open position last week that would get me closer. Couldn't you tell her I'm trying?
I won't get her hopes up. If it actually happens, I will.
Can I talk to her tonight then? Please? It's been days. I've already broken promises to her doing that. Please don't make me break another. Please, Cassie.
I'm only letting you speak to her this late because she's been talking about you all day. Don't make me regret it. Honey? Daddy's on the line. Come here. Here she is.
Hey, kiddo. Sorry it's late. Mommy and I had to talk. How was your day? Really? Can't wait to hear all about it.
Did she end up deeming you a bad influence on the growth of your child?
Probably.
In that case, she made the correct decision.
You are something else, man.
My good sir, pour me another.
That's three in short order. Are you sure?
Do I look like a person who miscalculates?
Whatever you say. What's your poison?
I'm feeling adventurous. I'll have a rum and a Nebula Cola.
I don't have Nebula. New Galaxy, okay.
Is there a difference?
Coming up.
Now, where was I?
Ordering a drink?
Yes, before that.
Listening?
Right, yes. I was judging you silently. Please continue.
You sure you're good? I haven't even been here 20 minutes. Seems like you're an 8 on a scale of 10.
I know my limits.
Anyway, eventually Cassie cut off all communications after something happened in my job. It had been sporadic at best before that. Either the embarrassment of knowing me or the potential ramifications it could have on our daughter's life made it really easy to cut the final string.
What happened at your job?
Not something I want to get into.
Is it relevant?
It's not. The bigger issue is she up and disappeared as far as I was concerned. Learned she moved to Luna sometime after. I tried reaching out several times, but received nothing but silence in return.
Were you that, radioactive?
It gave me a reputation of sorts.
Makes sense for her to do it, then.
Well, she was successful. No one in our circle would tell me how I could contact her. No friends, no family. Hell, even Aurora's school wouldn't tell me anything.
So, how long since you've seen her, then?
6 years now?
Is that all?
Is that all? That's a fucking eternity for a child!
There was little else you could do. There's no use expending energy if you can't hope to repair it. Given that you're here asking about work, it seems you made a decision. You moved on.
Are you insinuating I quit on my kid? I didn't give up. I accepted reality.
There is nothing wrong with accepting the things that you cannot change.
Hence, when things go bad, you bootstrap it and carry on?
Yes. What good is dwelling on it?
You fucking hypocrite! What were you doing when I came in then?
Working through a problem.
Oh? And how's that going for you?
Fine. Fine. I'm simply venting a little steam. It makes you irrational if you bottle it up.
Oh, so you do have feelings.
Are you implying that I don't?
Don't have an emotional goddamn bone in your body? Yeah, I am. Even an infallible person like you cannot live in a reality where things are only right and wrong. There is no wrong way to feel, much like there isn't one way to be right.
Then we agree.
Huh?
We agree.
I'm lost. Did you suddenly sober up?
No. Feelings are valid. The problem comes if you let them control you. One cannot only move to life, through life, with only feelings leading the way. We often do, making snap decisions without stopping to think. This leads to regret and pain. But it can also result in blissful spontaneity. It's about balancing this with logic. Life's formula is not solved with only one or the other. We are a sum of our experiences.
Gotta say, that runs counter to how you've presented yourself this entire time.
As previously established, your evaluation of me is faulty.
Anyone ever tell you you're very punchable?
I've lost count. But don't change the subject. Do I agree with your assessment of parenthood? No. Did you do it right? No.
Please, don't hold back.
You must remember, no one knows with absolute certainty, clarity, what's right in the moment.
No shit. If we knew, we'd make the right decision every time.
Take what happened to my son. In trying to keep him on the right path, I was strict and acted with purpose to raise him. In doing so, some could argue that I made mistakes.
Even without knowing you, you did.
I know the choices that I made built resentment towards me. It eventually boiled over, in spite of my best intentions. So, was my way right? No. But it was the best I could do at the time.
Would you consider what you did, or didn't do, a failure then?
Perhaps not in the long term, but there were consequences. Significant ones at that. I drove them away.
You...
Don't distract me. No. What is it? What is the word?
Resemble?
What?
Resent.
Regret.
Can we get some food, maybe? Carbs. Lots of carbs. Wait, did you say regret?
You say you failed your daughter.
I did.
Your viewpoint is valid, but not accurate.
How do you figure that?
Because you didn't drive your child away. As you have surmised by now, I am not an easy person to get along with.
I hadn't noticed.
My son and I disagreed. Often. You could say we never saw eye to eye. When he left, I said things. Our relationship became damaged. I thought irreparably. I couldn't correct. I respected his point of view. Yes, feelings were hurt, but there were no falsehoods, no impulsive acts. Rehashing the past is admitting wrongdoing. But there was nothing wrong in what I did. My son is a good person. Showed self-respect by standing up to me. Wasn't afraid to stick by his convictions and tell me I was wrong. She might resent you, but she doesn't hate you. We fought. You and your daughter didn't.
I doubt she even remembers me.
Children will surprise you.
You don't strike me as someone who surprises easily.
My son reached out after a long absence. Through no suggestion or coercion on my part, I might add. I had thought it would be unlikely I would get another chance to be a family again. It makes me happy. It's not easy for me to put it that way. But what other way is there? A second chance was put in front of me after years of thinking rekindling this relationship was a lost cause. I found myself thinking about our relationship. If I would repeat moments from our past, do I carry on like nothing has changed? Do I apologize as an act of courtesy? Would I chastise him for being gone for so long? How odd would a warm welcome be from me? What even constitutes warmth for me? Do you know one of the first things I said to my son when he contacted me?
I'm sorry for being an asshole.
I told him I was afraid he was going to turn into his mother.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
Do you know what he did, though? He told me he was like his mother, in a way. And a moment hit me, as if that fear was realized. Until he said something I wasn't expecting.
And that was?
That he inherited her stubbornness. A sense to do whatever he set his mind to, in spite of everyone else. And you know what? My dread was replaced with pride. Proud to know that if she screwed up that badly, and yet was still able to teach our child something, then all of my mistakes weren't for naught. They could be learned from. There was value in what I did, even if it didn't look like it in hindsight. If I said something like that, and it still turned out all right. Not the best, but good enough. Then you should do whatever you need to do to be back in your daughter's life. You can't be any worse off.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For misjudging you. You're challenging. You know that?
So I have been told.
You never did tell me your son's name.
Crutchfield.
Why don't you tell me a little more about him? Can we get another round over here?
Better make them water.
You bet.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Breathing Space. This episode, Do You Notice I'm Gone, was written and directed by Jordan W. Anderson and edited by Amy Young.
Anton Proctor is voiced by Jordan W. Anderson.
Hoss is voiced by Duke Stugs.
Captain Ivanhoe C's father is voiced by Quill Turner.
Cassandra Proctor is voiced by Mario Pincaro.
Connor Holmes is voiced by Sock X.
With additional voice work by Aubrey Akers. Our theme, Blues for the Black, was composed by Michael Freitag with vocals by Jeremiah and lyrics by Scott Paladin. You can find links to learn more about our cast and crew in the show notes and all about our show at our website, breathingspace.lawofnames.com. Breathing Space is a Law of Names production.